Trying to raise your mother. What's she doing?
Oh, I think she went upstairs a minute ago.
10 minutes ago. She went up to get a needle and thread. Tell her she's holding up the parade.
You're holding up the parade. Honey, you can't go out of the house with a button missing off the front of your shirt.
What's one button? Nobody can see it.
Well, if I can see it, they can see it. And just hold still.
Oh, you pick the darndest times for sewing. Just put a safety pin in it.
A safety pin? You know you would. You'd go out of this house with a safety pin in the front of your shirt.
Well, tell him it's a tie clip.
Oh, I just told so, huh? Don't you care how you look?
Darling, when I'm out with you, who looks at me? Hey. I thought you were having dinner over at Hobie's house.
I am. I forgot something.
Oh. Are you just going to eat at their house, or are you moving there?
I gotta keep Hobie busy or he hits me.
Good thinking.
Well, if you see Jeff, tell him to come home.
I saw him coming up the street when I came home.
Bye.
Bye, Bruce.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Hey, what's cooking?
Your father and I are going out to dinner.
Oh, Mom, I found an old sign in Smitty's garage. We can paint it, take the stick off, and it'll make a great backing for that flower box you were talking about.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, honey.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, this is Vinny Sayers. Vinny, this is my brother, Jeff.
Hi.
He's in high school.
What's this, fashion design?
We're planning next year's wardrobe.
Oh. You know, those are pretty good. You must be an artist, huh?
Jeff, you mind?
Oh, nice meeting you, Vinny.
Thank you. Boy, and they say girls are nosy. Emery Peck. He's a little 16-year-old who has been driving me out of my mind. Vinny, go to the door and tell him I'm not home. I can't. I don't even know him. Oh, you're so fortunate. Vinny, please, you just go tell him I'm out.
Please, Mary, look, I don't want to.
Well, Vinny, he's not going to hurt you. Just tell him I'm out. But you're not.
Hey! Why doesn't somebody answer the door?
It's Emery Peck, that high school friend of yours.
Oh, he's no friend of mine.
Well, just go to the door and tell him I'm not home.
Well, you break your own dates.
I have never had a date with him. Just because I danced with him once at a party and tried to be civil to him, he's been tagging around me ever since.
Well, he's not my problem. I think you better let him in, though, real quick, before he pushes the doorbell through the wall.
Oh, I'd like to brain you both.
Second fighter.
Yes?
Hi, Mary. I was just going by and I thought I'd ring your doorbell.
How decent of you. What do you want, Emery?
Well, I was going by.
I'm very busy.
Well, maybe I could drive you to school tomorrow. In a car.
What else?
Well, it's my dad's car, but I can drive.
I'm sure you can. But I have transportation to school, and I would appreciate it very much if you would transfer your attentions to...
I'd like some candy.
Emery, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you are becoming a pest. Now give that candy to some little girl your own age. Thank you and goodbye.
Did you hear what went on at the front door?
No, and I don't want to.
Did she scorch him, huh?
Oh, boy.
Poor kid.
Poor kid. He's a nuisance.
Well, I feel sorry for him.
Oh, you feel sorry for old cars in a junkyard.
What would you do for jokes if you hadn't married me? Is that the front door?
I must be Mary.
Oh, Orville. Isn't it lovely? And so furnished, too.
Holly, fix these places up to sell.
Bigger than the Grange Hall. Oh, this lovely sofa.
Even put ashtrays around. Make it look like somebody lived here.
Mother, who are those people?
What people?
In our living room. There's a man and a woman in the living room.
Huh? Oh, look in there.
There's no one here. Well, they were right there.
And look at this dining room suit. I saw one just like it in the catalog.
This ain't no farmhouse, that's for sure.
Isn't it pretty, Orville?
Sure is, Lottie.
The one in the pants is Orville.
Oh, look at this kitchen. If I ever had a kitchen like this, I know I'd died and gone to heaven.
Hey, Lottie, look at here. Two twisters and only one spout.
Oh, they both come out of the same one. That's the new thing.
Don't that beat all.
Oh, that did fix things up a real. Look here, Orville. Even got the bills out. You'd think for sure folks lived here.
Yeah. Hey, let's go upstairs. Well, howdy. You looking too?
We live here.
I don't want to seem inhospitable, but what are you doing in our house?
Oh, we're just looking.
You got a nice house.
Thank you.
Kind of struck us there was folks living here. That homey feeling. You must hate to give up your house.
Well, we're not planning to give it up.
You got a sign out front.
A sign?
Well, house for sale, open for inspection.
Well, that sign? I left it on the porch.
It's sticking out there in front.
Oh, my stars. Orville. We broke in.
Somebody must have stuck it out there. I bet it was that guy Emery.
Oh, that vengeful little...
We're awful sorry.
I'm just sick. We had no idea.
Well, now, it's perfectly all right. That sign was put out there as a prank by one of Mary's friends. Oh, don't worry.
Friend?
Oh, we just got to town. We was driving around looking for a place.
Oh.
Oh, I'm Orville Bomer. This here's my wife, Lottie.
I'm Doug Stone. This is Mrs. Stone. And our son, too. Jeff, our daughter, Mary.
Hello. Hello.
It's just like I said, Dorval. We're going to get to Hilldale, and we're going to meet some nice people.
No, we sold the farm up to Checkatur County and come down to Hilldale so our little boy could go to school.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, I want you to meet Clovis. Clovis! Dear! Come on in here, honey. He's my baby.
Clovis, shake hands with Doc Stone and his missus.
How do you do, Clovis?
Stone.
Clovis.
And Doc. Jeff and Mary.
Jeff.
Hello.
Clovis is going to college.
He done his time in the Army. Him and me run the farm.
But we said Clovis had to go to college before he got too big.
So we sold out, and here we are.
Well, Mary's a freshman at college this year.
Clovis, did you hear that? Mary's going to college, too. Now you'll have a friend.
Maybe I'll see you there.
Be hard to miss him.
Thanks, I hope so.
Lottie, I think we'd better get along. We're keeping these folks.
Well, it was so nice meeting you folks. Now, when we get settled, you come over and visit us.
Oh, thank you. We'd love to.
Bye.
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 Nice meeting you, Clovis.
Bye.
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 When you get up in the morning, you never know what the day is going to bring.
Boy, did you see the size of that guy? He's huge.
Wow.
There, baby.
Oh, honey, we're going to be late.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know where we are, honey. We'll be back in a little while. Yes. Good night, dear.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
Mary, did you see the mountain man's eyes light up when he saw you? He's all yours, kiddo.
Thanks. Why is it that I seem to appeal only to juveniles and giants?
Well, Mary, let's look at it this way. From now on, your college social circle is going to be much larger.
Yes, that's true.
And Clovis has a friend.
Vinny, you can't expect to go around hiding from people and have any fun at college.
I don't know how to talk to boys. In my life, I just went to school with girls.
Yeah, well, you just have to change your attitude.
Yeah, well, when a boy comes up to you, don't just duck your head and run away. Look up at him and smile and be friendly.
Would I dare?
Would you dare? Vinny, you are dead if you don't. What is that? It's Clovis Bowman. I know him. Now, just turn on your snout.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Hello, Clovis. I'd like you to meet my friend Vinny Sayers. Vinny, this is Clovis Bowman. How do you do?
Oh, hi.
I'm late for class. Excuse me.
Hey, why'd you take off like that?
She was late for class.
Seems like everybody I met today is late for something. You know, I haven't been able to meet anybody today but you.
Well, you will. It just takes a little time. Well, I guess I better be going.
Well, look, you late for something, too?
Oh, no hurry at all. Well, that was nice.
You dropped something.
Down, you gorilla!
Oh, just put him down.
I'm sorry.
Pick up those books.
Thank you.
Well, I guess they teach those guys everything here except how to treat a lady.
Yes. Well, I have to be going. I go in here.
I'll see you again.
I'm sure we'll see quite a bit of each other.
I hope so.
Yes, well, goodbye. They stick sometimes.
Oh, let me help you, Mary.
Oh, Clovis, wait.
Oh, it's all right, Mary. I'll get it.
Thank you, Clovis.
Is he taken?
Yes, it is. We're expecting friends.
Well, I'll sit down till they get here.
I said it's reserved, Emery.
Hi, Mary.
Well, hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Sit down. Join us. Robbie Simmons and Glenn Farley. I'd like to meet Vinny Sayers.
Hi.
Hello.
Say, hello. Robbie, tell about the picture last night.
Oh, this picture was really great. You couldn't believe it.
Hey, you know Mary Stone?
Sure do.
Nice girl.
Yeah. Boy, she sure is.
You know those two guys over at her table?
Nope.
I've been watching them. They've been giving her bad time.
What have they been doing?
Acting smart, you know. I've been watching them. A nice girl like Mary shouldn't be with guys like that.
Why don't she get up and leave?
She's afraid to. Mean guys.
But little friends, don't make any suspicious moves. You are being watched.
Mean guys.
Oh, brother. Thunder Mountain.
Yes, well, just keep smiling and watch your manners.
Anyway, this was the greatest scene I ever saw in a picture. Wasn't it, Robbie?
Well, this guy, he takes a knife. He starts moving across the room.
And the other guy had nothing. Then he takes a letter opener off the desk.
Oh, it must have been an exciting scene.
What a scene this was. You should...
Hey, wait a minute.
Well, you all right, Mary?
Oh, I'm just peachy.
It was the luckiest thing, our meeting you folks the way we did.
Orville said just the other day, meeting the Stone family got us off on the right foot in Hilldale.
You've been awful neighborly, Miss Stone.
Donna.
Just to have someone to drop in and visit with like this morning. Now, you come on over.
some morning and have coffee with me.
Thank you, Lottie. I will first chance I get.
You just can't imagine what knowing Mary's done for Clovis. Weren't for her, I don't believe he'd have stayed in college.
Oh.
She's all he talks about. It's Mary, Mary, Mary. Such a sweet girl.
Well, I'm glad that Clovis is happy and doing very well.
Mary's done it.
Oh.
Well, Orville's waiting. You and the doctor, come on over and see us.
Thanks, we will, Lottie. Glad you came by.
Well, I'm off to the battlefield, Mother.
Battlefield?
Mother, since Clovis Palmer arrived, the halls of Emerson College have begun to resemble a Normandy beachhead. But really, if a boy so much as lifts an eyebrow in my direction, Clovis pops up like the genie out of the lamp, ready to wring him out like a wet rag. Please, it just can't go on, Mother. That boy is protecting me to death.
Well, honey, give him some time. You know, when he has a chance to know the boys, he'll get over. Just give him a chance to get acquainted.
Mother, the way he's going, there aren't going to be any boys.
Honey, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, what would you do if you were me?
Well, I'd introduce him to some other girls. Let him protect them. Excuse me, Helen.
Mother, he isn't interested in anyone else. The other girls frown all over him, and he won't even look at them. It's just me. Wherever I go, there's this mountain behind me.
Honey, I can't tell you what to do about it. You're a big girl now. You have to solve it yourself. Goodbye, dear.
Well, there's only one solution. I'm just going to look at him and say, Clovis, now you listen to me. You have to stop acting as if I were your personal property. I got along very well in this school before you came here. No one dares come near me anymore. Now, it has to stop. Do you understand?
Trouble you anymore, Mary?
Oh, enter Cleopatra. Hey, how's your slave?
Don't try to be funny.
Hey, you know who started that row about the monster?
Who?
That guy Emery. I heard him popping off about it at school.
Why, that little snake.
Hey, where's old Dreamy Eyes? Boy, I haven't seen her around lately.
You mean Vinnie Sayers?
Yeah. If she ever smiled, there'd be a heat wave clear down to Texas. How come the guys haven't found her?
Yes, how come?
Well, she's kind of afraid of her own shadow.
Boy, if I were only 2 years older.
Oh, Mary, by the way, Lottie Bomer stopped by again this afternoon. She says that Clovis wants to quit college now.
And leave Mary all alone in the jungle?
Him, Tarzan, you, Jane.
One of these days, little brother, I'm going to send you to the moon.
Oh, you are? She's going to send me to the moon.
She might do it, and I may furnish a booster.
Hello, Emery.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
I felt the temperature rise, and I just knew you were in the room. Is this taken?
Yes, I'm expecting someone. Oh, Robbie, by the way, Clovis wants to apologize for that misunderstanding the other day. Don't you, Clovis? This is Robbie Simmons.
I'm sorry, Robbie.
Oh, it's okay. Forget it.
You know, Clovis was thinking the other night that he would like to try out for football. Weren't you, Clovis?
I guess I were. I was.
That's good. Hi. Shake the hand of a friend. We've got the mountain on our side. Clovis Bomer, Glenn Farley.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
Sorry I roughed you up the other day.
Oh, that's okay. You know, you show pretty good. You make a great fullback. Well, that's what we're talking about. Man, he's ready to go. No kidding. You want me?
Of course. I've been waiting for you. Oh, I'll have a caramel pecan sundae, please.
A chocolate soda.
You know, Emery, you're pretty cute.
You're not sore about the sign and all that?
It would be silly. I just adore a sense of humor.
You do?
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think it was just the cleverest thing in the whole world, putting that open for inspection sign in the front of our house. Oh, don't you know? We just had a barrel of laughs.
Well, these things come to me, you know.
I know. And telling Clovis that Robbie and Glenn were threatening me. Honestly, I just don't know how you think of these positively delightful ideas.
Well, it just comes natural.
Oh, I always put sugar on my sundaes.
Sugar? With sundae?
I put grapes on mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Ah!
teasing a little lady. We're just sitting here troubling nobody.
You ain't got the manners of a billy goat. Well, if you was my kid, I'd poke you so hard you couldn't sit for a week. Now you get.
It's only a kid with no bringing up. I'm sorry. Boy, you're pretty when you smile like that, Vinny.
Thank you. Gotta go home now.
Oh, I gotta be heading out, too. Mind if I walk with you?
What about old Clovis? You know, this guy just has to have a girl to protect.
And he's found just the one.
You're all through. Mary, Mr. Casty's finished with the brickwork. Will you drive him home, please?
Sure, maybe he'll ask me for a date.
Well, come on, Mr. Cassidy, I'm your chauffeur. Thanks again.
Well, she's in pretty good spirits these days. She must have sidetracked the moose, hmm?
Well, she didn't say anything.
Well, he ran into Orville Bulmer this afternoon. He said that, that Clovis is going out with a girl named Vinnie Staples or something.
No, that's Vinnie Sayers. Yeah. Mary's friend, the little blonde.
Oh, not bad.
Oh, Mary did say one thing. She said that she had evened the score with Emery Peck, whatever that means.
Good for her.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.